Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The weekend edition, everybody. And of course, we're moving on into February. January went by super fast. But as we head into February, which is also known as Black History Month, only 15%, according to Rasmussen reports, 15% of Americans think that race relations are getting better. That is a dismally low number. And don't you think, folks, that so many on the left really kind of relish that kind of thing, because instigating all kinds of bad feelings and trying to make sure that all kinds of terrible things are stirred up, that just serves, it just plays right into the hands of so many on the left that know that a divided America is much more malleable to their policies, to their ideas, to their agenda. So, you know, folks, we got to do something about that. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Weekend edition, Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the telephone number. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And if you're hearing this program a different time during the weekend, you can send us a direct message any old time. We love to get them. And also welcome to everybody listening, of course, on our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, and everybody listening along the GCN network. And we do appreciate everybody at GCN working so hard for the program. Well, talking about working hard, you've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And she's back with us again, of course, this morning here on the Weekend Edition. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I know that you're working hard over there. You were looking at all these different targets, but taken in total, are these kinds of targets of these retaliations by the U.S., of course, folks, some 85 targets struck late on Friday. Do you feel that taken in total, this helps to do the trick, or is it
no.
just more stuff?
Just stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Now, there's supposedly a multi-tiered operation that's going to go on. You know, is it? And by the way, their only targets were in Syria and Iraq, but nothing in Yemen. So the Houthis are like, Houthi, yay, we don't have to do anything.
Precisely.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's really tough to get rid of the Houthis. I'm telling you, Denise, it's just, I'm not trying to be flip, but gosh darn it, you know, they're still capable.
It really comes down to rules of engagement here. I mean, it's kind of like, how is it that we lost a 20-year war to the Taliban? I mean, we defeated Al-Qaeda over there, but, you know, all we did was replace it with the Taliban. So how is it that happened? I mean, the Houthis aren't any different. So,
Yeah.
And we have forces in Yemen.
And by the way, we understand the U.S. Navy was not part of this at all.
Nope.
They flew bombers that took off from the U.S., for example.
The B-1B bomber left the United States, had to do a mid-air refueling to fly over there because it's capable of the quantity of ordnance that it can carry. Okay. Why do we do that?
Yeah. Well, good question. And of course, obviously, I mean, and they fly very high. I mean, I'm sure they can't touch them there, from what we understand of their capabilities. But
well, we've got a carrier. We've got all kinds of naval assets in the region. And we have the silent service that we told everybody we have. So what? CENTCOM came up with the list of the target package. Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. CENTCOM said, all right, these are the most effective targets, That's item A. Item B, these are the ones that, you know, we should always keep an eye on, and they could be some. And item C, these are the targets that will, you know, not hurt anybody. We'll just take out a few things. So National Security Council in the White House went with item C. Now, we hit 85 targets. 85. 85 to do what?
Right. Right. Well, see, this is what I wanted to ask you about, is that, you know, it looks like there was this operation that was carried out. And obviously our military, they know how to hit targets. You tell them which targets to be hit, and they just go do their thing. They're good at that. And we appreciate and respect them. But is this, in terms of where the Biden administration is, it's almost as if the Biden administration can say, look, we hit a lot of targets. What else do you want me? I've done all I can do. I've hit these targets. You know, almost like I've done everything I can do at the border. But they don't really mean that.
What we did yesterday really meant nothing. We put a lot of muscle into something, and it really did not do anything. That's where we are.
Right. Right. And it becomes much more of a show. And just like Iran is putting on a huge show as well, although they, what worries me is that they're kind of, you know, true believers. They really do believe that they're going to be successful.
I don't think they do think they're going to be successful. I think this was a token. This was like, oh, well, we got to do something, so this is what we'll do.
Yeah, well, what I mean to say is that the Iranians themselves, they believe they're going to affect Israel, they're going to drive out the U.S., they're going to, you know, spread their hegemony across the region, that kind of stuff.
There's an island, Keshem Island. It's the IRGC's main naval port.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody tell me why we didn't strike that?
Probably because it would have been very effective.
Effective.
And it would have also communicated to Iran that we're looking for a larger war in the region, I guess, because that seems to be the overriding message that supersedes the actual attacks, but that, you know, we don't want a war, basically. But I tell you what, Denise, stay right there, because we're going to come up on the break here real quick. When we come back, more with Denise Simon, BoundariesCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. As we rock our way through the weekend edition, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we have a lot more to talk about.
Third Watch.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah, this weekend and next week, nobody's going to be walking in L.A. They're going to try to get out of the rain, I think. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we're having a great time already this morning. And, you know, it's been a great week, by the way, of broadcasting. We've got a lot of great messages. We've got a lot of great calls. We had some first-time callers. And we really appreciate everybody out there, everybody listening, everybody communicating with us, telling your friends about the program. It really does mean the world to us. And talking about meaning the world to us, we've got our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Again, happy weekend, Denise.
Thanks. Good morning.
And folks, don't forget, head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles and the great materials that Denise has over there. Well, Denise, I don't know if you have anything more to add here on these strikes before maybe we turn to some politics, maybe.
Well, let me say this. We didn't hit Kesem Island, which is the main largest island in the Persian Gulf. It is the base, and smartly so, by the Iranians' navy. Now, why didn't we hit it? Oh, because it is protected by UNESCO. What's UNESCO? Well, it is a cultural heritage location, cultural heritage location, that promotes what? And preserves and shares humanity and for the public good.
So there's some historical site there or something?
Well, according to the United Nations,
right,
there isn't. But what I'm trying to say here is there's nothing that is for the public good or humanity in Iran to start with.
Right. Well, you know, but see, but this is part and parcel, right, of terrorists and these bad actors. They will take refuge, like we see Hamas. They take refuge in the school. You know, they put the children between them and the military that comes against them.
All right.
You know, it's this kind of thing that absolutely blows our minds in the West, and it's like we can't wrap our heads around that kind of thing. It just seems to be so terrible, but yet this is all glossed over by many in the media and many of those who are, you know, pro-Hamas, basically.
And our military and everybody else's military, you know, that just tells you how woke it is and how really illegitimate the United Nations is. Okay, this is the main naval base. This island is the main naval base for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Okay, so in order to protect it from anything, the United Nations comes in and says, "Oh, okay, well, we'll help protect your naval base. We'll give it a UNESCO heritage designation." So nobody will touch it, and we don't.
Well, again, that seems to be so very... I mean, because, by the way, the Iranian forces would never care about some historical place or designated place. You know, I mean, you know, my goodness, they'll take down anything they can in order to accomplish their goal. Yeah. Yeah. In other words, it's interesting, too, because you even have Israel, you know, trying to do what it can to minimize collateral damage. They're called those who are committing genocide, mm-hmm. but Hamas actually tries to do it and has, and you know, it, and they're somehow freedom fighters who, you know, have a real hard time living in Gaza, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, there needs to be a new discussion, especially that it never happened after Islamic State, which, by the way, is still out there, in spite of what Trump says. But nonetheless, maybe we ought to talk about the militancy of Islam, regardless of whether it is Sunni, Wahhabi, Shiite, or whatever. Maybe we ought to have that discussion again.
Well, and I think you're right. But what happens is you get into this whole thing of, well, that could sound offensive to some degree, but yet the leadership in many of these groups, they are absolutely on the track of, we are right, we have the right to do this, it is our duty to do this, you know, to do these kinds of attacks, and they're in their minds, they're completely justified. And it's difficult for us, again, to wrap our heads around that kind of mentality.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, you meet somebody in the grocery store, you're not going to be offensive to them on purpose. But if you have a militant group, and listen to my own self, I always try to replace the word militia or militant group with terrorist organization when we see these things in the media. But when you have terrorist organizations that absolutely plot and plan, you know, in fact, you've got Hezbollah right now in the southern Lebanon. They're trying to figure a way, what can they do now that all this is erupting? I mean, in other words, they sit there thinking how to do this as opposed to making peace or to try to live peaceably. Hamas doesn't spend money on their people in Gaza. They just build tunnels and stuff like that.
And teach the younger generation how to hate Israel and hate the West.
Right. In other words, for lack of a better expression, Gaza could be a showplace with the amount of money that these leaders, you know, control or have at their
disposal.
Yeah, it
ought to be Beverly Hills. Well, maybe not so much Beverly Hills anymore. I'm not sure what
No, no, but I know exactly what you mean. It should be Ritzy. I mean, they have the capacity to do great things, but they will not do it because they are hell-bent to destroy Israel or kill the Jews. I mean, it's 2024, and we're still hearing this kind of stuff. It's maddening because planet Earth can't even progress with this.
Precisely.
Indeed. Indeed. So, you know, so these particular targets and so forth that we've now hit, I was saying earlier, almost jokingly, right? I mean, Joe Biden is the job creator in their eyes because now they get to build back better. All the stuff that they, you know, got all these warehouses that got blown up. And so it's a jobs program for them.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to spend an awful lot of money. You know, as Secretary Austin said, they have Iran's got a lot of firepower, but we've got more. Well, we're going to spend it and not get anywhere. That's the disgusting part of it all.
And why isn't, you know, the American people have every right to hold Joe Biden accountable for this, to say, Mr. President, we don't care what party you're from, but three of our service people were killed in a direct attack, which injured some 40 more very seriously. And this is going to stand. Why don't you incapacitate the enemy at this point, Mr. President?
Well, you know, this is going to be a sustained operation here. So we'll see how many more non-target targets we can hit and now, how much money that'll cost us.
No, I think you're exactly right. And in your opinion, Denise, you know, does this hurt enough on the terrorists to say that they say to themselves, okay, well, Europe, you know, parts of the Middle East, parts of the United States, watch out. There's going to be terrorist reprisals because of this. Or are they just going to absorb it and go and kind of laugh at that whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Move on. We're not getting anywhere.
No, but do you think that they will try to do terrorist attacks in response?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. Exactly. Well, I tell you what, we are going to move on here in a moment because we do want to talk some politics, and I think we'll do that right after we come back from the bottom of the hour break. But sort of to set the stage, Denise, you know, we've got, what is it, Fannie Willis, I think. she's now admitting to the relationship with the prosecutor, and yeah. Evidently there's a lot of video of her saying, you know, this kind of behavior is wrong. It should never be tolerated. You know, I'm not going to do this stuff and whatnot. And, oh, man, it just really, it's the old saying, you know, how the mighty have fallen in that regard. And, you know, can you imagine if she was a Republican? Can you imagine the kind of storm that would come her way politically?
Fulton County government has been this way going all the way back to the days of Carter.
Yeah.
You know, Max Cleveland. I know. I used to live in the room. So,
wow.
In Fulton County. It's been that way forever. And it just continued to, you know, take the tailspin.
Indeed.
That's even possible.
Well, Denise, stay right there. We're coming right back, everybody. Denise Simon. And, of course, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We've got a lot more. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News update. Three people were killed Thursday night when a small plane crashed into a mobile home park along the Florida Gulf Coast. The Bayside Waters Mobile Home Park in Clearwater witnessed the fatalities, with two people on the ground also dying in that crash. Flight records from FlightAware indicate the single-engine Beechcraft, which had departed from Vero Beach on the Atlantic coast, was headed to St. Petersburg. House Republicans are looking into allegations of federal fund misuse by the Georgia prosecutor handling former President Trump's election interference case. The House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena to Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis, requesting documents concerning those funds. In Pennsylvania, groundhog Punxsutawney Phil is predicting an early spring as he did not see his shadow. This means there won't be six more weeks of winter. Despite suggestions from PETA to replace the Groundhog Day display with a coin flip, the traditional forecast went on as planned. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Where were you
when I needed you? Money for chocolate chip ice cream. Yeah. All right, folks. Weekend edition continues. We're having a great time, and we hope that you are too. And the weekend edition, a little bit different from the week show, the weekday show, because, you know, we try to let our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week. We try to have a little bit more fun than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. So if you're aboard with us here on the weekend edition, well, then you're in store for some fun as well. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number. And, of course, the website, Kyle Warren Show. com, where you can send us a direct message. You can also find me on Facebook and X as well. Check out the podcast. Okay, let's head right back. We're connecting our studios through the magic of radio again this morning. Our studio with Denise Simon's studio and across the country. And welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, you sound like you're sitting in the room with us. That's really incredible. I love it. At any rate, Denise, we've got a little bit of politics. We've got a caller hanging on. We'll get to the caller here in just a moment. Nikki Haley is saying that she's going to be in this thing for the nomination, at least until Super Tuesday. Do you get the same kind of connotation that I do? It's kind of like, well, I'm waiting for Super Tuesday to get here, and then I can drop out. And she's minimizing the expectations now for South Carolina.
I'm not going to win South Carolina, but I'm going to just do better in South Carolina, that kind of thing.
Okay. Let her stay in. She wants to spend that kind of money. Let her do it.
Yeah. Well, and some may stop donating at that point.
Right.
Yeah. So how do you, just in a nutshell here, how do you see the, is there going to be a hatchet to be buried? Is there going to be a fence that's going to be mended? Or is she just kind of...
With her?
Yeah.
No.
With her, between her and Trump.
No.
Yeah.
She'll go back into government contracting or, you know, something else. But she won't go into government, I don't think. Now, that's just my opinion, and I've been wrong a couple of times on some of these things already, so I could be wrong on that one, but... That's my conclusion now.
So, in other words, she won't come out and say something like, well, I gave it my best shot, but we really need President Trump to be our next president. Or do you think she's going to say something like that?
I think, did she not sign the pledge that she would?
I think you're right. Yeah, I think she did.
She didn't have any choice.
Yes. So she'll grit her teeth, and she will say the words. Probably.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, well, let's head over to the telephone line. As you know, we open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour with Denise. Let's head over to the telephone line. We've got Backgammon Bob. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on with Denise.
Oh, Denise.
Hey.
What happens? Texas should just ignore the Fed. It's in the Constitution. And just bar the federal government from entering the state of Texas. And the other thing I want to talk about is, what happens if Trump is convicted? And I guess that's about it, really.
That's a great question. Great question, Backgammon Bob. Thanks for the call. Hope you have a great weekend. What do you think, Denise?
Well, Texas essentially is barring the feds. They are, in fact, doing that. And the feds blinked. The Biden administration gave Texas until Friday. Well, it kind of came and went. So the feds blinked. And interestingly enough, what is happening now is that a lot of the illegals have bailed out and trying to cross into Texas, and they've gone to Arizona and California.
Well, that's right, where it's much, much... Well, in other words, the barriers aren't there. But one of the things, too, of course, is that, you know, the Biden administration is looking down. I think a majority of the American people believe that Texas is doing the right thing to try to stop the illegal immigration if the government, federal government's not going to assume its role of doing that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what do you think about how this is being framed, though? It's being framed as though Texas is, it's doing the same thing as the South in the Civil War, prior to the Civil War, saying, no, we want slavery, so we're defying the federal government and this kind of stuff. But it's nothing of the sort. The federal government's abandoned.
And there's a couple of states. I mean, there's a faction of even New Hampshire that's talking about secession. Remember the eastern part of Washington State. Was it Washington State or Oregon? Washington State, I think, wanted to split off and become part of Idaho. So
yeah, as a redrawing of that, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. But in terms of
now, you've got these cats that these illegals that have long, long rap sheets that beat up the New York police officer and a lieutenant.
Yeah,
and they're supposed to be back in court next week. Well, they. Under assumed names, fake names, they jumped on a bus and where are they headed? To California. Now, let me explain something. Let's go back to that cat that murdered those college students in Idaho. Was it Idaho? Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, the feds, when this cat's father and he drove across the United States to go back east, the feds followed them. They literally followed them in the entire drive and checked for, you know, garbage and fingerprints and all the stops that they made and so forth and so on. Why haven't we stopped that bus? If we know that they got on a bus and they're headed, why are we not stopping the bus?
That's a very good question.
Okay. Now, if Trump is convicted, well, it looks like one of these judges has now taken one of the Trump cases off the calendar for a while. I think it was supposed to come up on March the 4th. It's now been taken off the calendar, and it looks like it won't happen until after the election. Anything that happens will be appealed and appealed and appealed and appealed. So we're just in all these legal maneuvers on Trump. So he looks like he might have a little bit, especially with the nonsense that's going on with Fannie Willison in Fulton County.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he might have a little breathing room here between now and Election Day.
Well, and don't you think, too, that maybe the Democrat Party elite, they're starting to realize, too, that many people view this as ganging up on Trump and sort of taking away their ability to vote for the person they want to vote for or try to really just mess up this whole process. There's some blowback on the Democrat Party elite on this.
There is, but don't think that there's not the dark, nefarious side of the Democrat Party that's not plotting. They are plotting, and Mark Elias is leading these plots to stop all things Trump. So don't think that we're not going to have some other part two Russiagate kind of nonsense that they're concocting, or they're going to do something with the elections like more ballot harvesting or, you know, some kind of thing. So just be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. It's out there. They're doing it.
Well, and you're right about that. And it because, you know, they are playing for all the marbles. You know, there used to be kind of a time where, you know, the pendulum would swing and you'd get a Democrat and you'd get a Republican and then things, you know, the economy would go a certain way and they would kind of swing back the other way. But now it's like, nope, it's got to be total destruction by the left on the right. And that's it. It's like, it's literally all the marbles at this point.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And going back to, I mentioned this yesterday, I think, going back to when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker, H.R. 2 was when they were going to federalize all elections and what they were going to do with campaign funds. Now, the House of Representatives is absolutely loaded with lawyers. And then they have all these legislative people between the Justice Department and the White House that work with, you know, these pieces of legislation. And for the fact that H.R. 2 ever was even written, much less passed the House under Pelosi, into itself should be one reason, because it's clearly unconstitutional, but clearly should be one reason that these Democrats should be thrown out of office. Then, as I mentioned, you had 155 Democrats that just voted against the bill, on Wednesday or Thursday, that the illegals ought to be deported for fraud?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And Social Security? I mean,
it's hard to believe. Yeah.
It's staggering to me.
Yes.
And we have a duty to tell as many people as we can on radio and whatever other methods we possibly can of really what is happening here.
I think you're right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Take care, my friend.
Okay. Have a good week.
Take care. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You know, we were just talking with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we appreciate her so very, very much. I know that you, the listeners, do as well. And I'll tell you what, you know, we were just talking about Texas. I mentioned a statistic. I didn't have it right in front of me at that time. We mentioned it earlier in the week, but I went and found it here during the break. And this, again, was from Rasmussen Reports. The latest Rasmussen Reports International Telephone and Online Survey found that 69% of likely U.S. voters support Texas erecting barriers at the border to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing. 53% strongly support the action. Only 27% oppose Texas taking action to prevent illegal immigration. And among those, 15% strongly oppose Texas action. So I think that's pretty telling. This is one of the reasons why I think the Biden administration, they don't have the political cover right now to be very heavy-handed with Texas. I think they obviously want to have a lot of rhetoric about this. They want to frame it, just as we heard earlier on Michael Beschloss, talking that clip from MSNBC earlier, you know, where he's saying, well, you know, it's not a, he's asked the question, is this a constitutional crisis? Well, not yet.
But in the past, the South had tried to keep slavery going, and then they didn't want to integrate the schools. So, you know, it could all just deteriorate, basically. And I'm really, really taken aback at the very notion that we'd even begin to try to compare those situations with what's happening right now. And what that tells me, folks, is that they, especially the far left, they just don't know quite else how to compel you to sort of support their ideology on this. They understand the American people. They don't want the unfettered immigration, illegal immigration, of people just coming across the border. They don't want that. But the left does, and because it serves their agenda. I mean, we could go on and on. And but so now we're going to start reverting to, it's like framing, it's an the insurrectionists and stuff like that, you know. And it's just really something. But I tell you what, folks, we're glad to be with you this morning here on this weekend edition. We hope that you have some great weekend plans. You can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. You can do that anytime. And, of course, we love to get those messages. And, you know, one of the things I also wanted to mention, this is not on the political trail. It's not on the international relations trail. But there was the news, the very sad news that came out earlier on Friday that Carl Weathers, as we know him probably best as Apollo Creed from the Rocky movies, he passed away at the age of 76. And I was really kind of shocked by hearing that. I knew that he was had gotten older, obviously, from the times when we saw him in the Rocky movies in the 70s and into the 80s. But I had not heard at all that he had been sick or anything like that. No cause of death has been released yet, obviously. And it just really saddened me. You know, he was a big action hero, of course. But one of the reasons I wanted to sort of take a moment here on the program was to talk about Carl Weathers and what he, the impression that he gave me a long time ago when Rocky IV came out. Now, of course, in the Rocky movies, he was the antithesis or the, you know, the, he was the antagonist, I should say, of Rocky Balboa. And in those first couple of movies, it's like, okay, you know, Rocky's got to beat Apollo Creed. He's got to beat him. He's, you know, he's strong and he's going to be hard to beat and everything. And of course, Rocky, the hero of the movies, eventually, you know, he beats Apollo Creed, becomes heavyweight champion. But then later they become fast friends because they have to go up against Mr. T, right? In Rocky III. But in Rocky IV, there is this amazing scene that had the James Brown song, Living in America. It was all taking place. I think it was taking place in Las Vegas, if I recall, in terms of the context of the movie. Our listeners in Las Vegas can probably confirm that for me or tell me what it was. But there was this scene where Ivan Drago, right, Dolph Lundgren, right? And he plays Ivan Drago, the Soviet boxer. He's been sort of engineered to be the most incredible boxing fighting machine ever created and come over and beat the Americans and just show them who's boss. And so they're going to have this exhibition fight, right, in Rocky IV. And Carl Weathers, as Apollo Creed, you know, they put on this big sort of Las Vegas-y sort of big show with James Brown and everything, and they're singing and they're just carrying on. And Carl Weathers has this, you know, he's got the red, white, and blue trunks and everything, and he's kind of dressed a little bit like Uncle Sam, if Uncle Sam was a boxer. And what that kind of showed, because that was also in the days of the Cold War, and trying to, you know, stand up against the Soviet Union. And I thought, what a cool thing that was. And I'll just never forget it. Because what it did is it showed that the United States has more strength, more power. Our people are just, we're free, and we are doing our thing. and we're standing up and showing to the rest of the world why the Soviet system was so devoid of all these wonderful things. And not to get too far down the rabbit hole on this, but it just was an iconic kind of moment in the sense that it showed that, you know, in America we have all kinds of different people, and but we are living in freedom and we're celebrating that, and we've got great music, we've got all this kind of stuff, and it was just a great sort of tapestry at that time in history in the 80s back then that was, again, going up against the Soviet model. And so, again, I just think Carl Weathers had such a great impact with that. And his acting, big action hero, of course, and he was in the Predator movies. I think it was Action Jackson, right? But here's the other thing, too, that just tugs at my heartstrings because of Carl Weathers and his passing. And that is, he had this great part in The Mandalorian, which is a Star Wars-based series. He had a pretty significant part in it through all three of the seasons. And I think he did such a great job, and it was so good to see him there. And it just kind of saddened me to hear about this, about his passing today, because I think he was a great actor. He was a real inspiration. And he is going to be missed. We won't see his like again. And boy, what just wonderful times at the movies he gave us. And so I just wanted to mention that on the program this afternoon, or this morning, I should say, because of what I had heard earlier this afternoon about his passing. So Carl Weathers, 76 years old, and by all accounts, a great guy. And, again, just a real inspirational actor. I just really can't say enough. All right. Well, folks, we are continuing through the weekend edition of the program. And, of course, other political issues that are happening. And we did mention about Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, again, managing those expectations. And it just is going to I just think that we're looking at a very unique primary season. You know, and it's not about, and she's saying all the right things in the sense of, well, we have all these states that haven't voted yet, we don't have all the delegates and all this kind of stuff, and under normal circumstances, that would probably, be the right thing to say. But things are going in a very different direction in terms of, I think, where the voters are, certainly the Republican base, and so forth. It's just a year where you're not going to come in and usurp that away from Trump, barring some other sort of black swan event, that kind of thing, right? Conviction or other kind of thing. So that seems to be the juggernaut. And the real deal that this is going to have to be now is you're going to have to really see some unity. Now, can the Republicans come together and do that? It remains to be seen. But overall, right now, it looks like if you are on message and you have that clear message about, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? If you have the clear message of, look at my record versus look at the record of Joe Biden, look what's happened in just these last 3 years, that speaks volumes. So, folks, it's going to be, again, very interesting primary season, if there really even is a primary season. Well, folks, thanks for listening this weekend on The Weekend Show. We're going to be back with you bright and early on Monday morning. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there, and have a great weekend.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.